This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. Today, federal marshals continued their search for a 38-year-old man from Indiana. They believe Marcus Schrenker faked a distress call while flying his single-engine plane over Alabama shortly before he parachuted out of it. The plane later crashed in a swamp 200 miles away in Florida. Schrenker is an investment manager, and it appears he was in some financial difficulty. With more now, we're joined by business reporter Jeff Swiatek, who joins us from the newsroom of the Indianapolis Star. Jeff, welcome to the program, and could you tell us why federal marshals are assuming this distress call was fake?
Well, I guess all the evidence seems to point that way. His distress call mentioned an imploded windscreen on his airplane. When they scrambled some military jets to check out the plane, the windshield was still intact, and the wreckage on the ground also indicates the windshield is intact.
So Schrenker parachutes out of this plane. Do they know where he went after that?
He ended up in a small town in Alabama, where he did have an encounter with a local police officer. At that point, he told police he had a canoeing accident. They led him to a local motel. He checked in, paid cash. Police came back later to try to locate him, and by that time he'd wandered off into the woods.
Why might Mr. Schrenker want people to believe he was dead?
Well, it turns out he faces just a host of financial problems, also some personal problems, I might add. The Indiana Securities Division, the Indiana Insurance Commissioner are both looking into very serious allegations of misappropriated money from his financial company.
And do you think, even given these problems, he might have had enough assets to help him flee the country?
Well, the state investigators are talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of misappropriated money. So, I imagine that kind of money could take you pretty far from Indiana.
In addition to his financial troubles, what kind of consequences might he face legally if he's found, considering that he basically bailed out of a flying plane?
I would think serious consequences. The FAA did tell me that they'll be looking at violations of air regulations, but they did say that would take a while to get into, and they're going to have to let the criminal proceedings occur first.
But no one was hurt when this plane crashed into the swamp in Florida. No people were actually hurt in that.
Well, and very fortunately, because the plane at the time he bailed out was headed more or less straight for a densely populated area, Pensacola, Florida. And if you look at the map, it came down just a few miles outside of town. Also not far from the Gulf. That plane almost did guide it into the Gulf, maybe 10 miles away.
And since this plane crash, has anybody heard from Marcus Schrenker?
Well, supposedly one of his friends or acquaintances did get an email from him today. The county sheriff's office in Milton, Florida, which is sort of coordinating the crash investigation, said they couldn't confirm that email, but there were reports that he did send out this email.
Business reporter for the Indianapolis Star, Jeff Swiatek, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's been a development in this story. After Marcus Schrenker told police in Alabama he'd been in a canoeing accident, authorities put him up in a hotel. When they came back, he was gone. This morning, the Birmingham News is reporting that he escaped on a motorcycle he'd stashed away earlier.